Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I got great news and I got terrible news. Which one do you want first, Danny?
Always the bad news first, so give me that.
Bad news, we can't take part in something cool that's happening.
Bad news, we can't take part. Okay.
Good news?
Give me the good news.
Cava Navy Yard location, open as of today.
Oh, here we go.
Just a couple of blocks from where we're sitting. It's community day, I guess. I don't really know what that means.
Day.
Maybe a soft opening. From 12 to 2, they are open. But you and I, not able to waddle over there because we have radio obligations.
It's an in-town preview, but out of town. Or an out-of-town preview, but in-town. Point of the dude's story is Cava is here, and that is good. That is good.
Speaking of good, college. Oh, speaking of good, college football this weekend's going to be very good. Chris Vanini of the All-American joins us. A lot of great matchups, including Ohio State, Penn State, as we welcome him onto the line. Chris, if you had to sum up this weekend with a couple of games you got your eye on other than that one, what else do you like?
Well, hey, guys, thanks for having me. Other games I'm looking at are Oklahoma State going to West Virginia in a big 12 game. And NC State at Notre Dame. Those are probably the other two that I'll really have my eye on this weekend.
Let's get into that Notre Dame squad. That's a one-loss team that's got a shot to make some noise here. Really impressed me how they handled USC here recently. Give me your scouting report on Notre Dame. I've only seen them a couple times.
Yeah, well, obviously coming off of last year's 4-8 season and making a quarterback change, you didn't really know what to expect out of this team. They started out hot, you won 4 or 5 of their first couple of games, had a close home loss against Georgia, and you weren't really sure what to make of them because they hadn't really played anybody other than Georgia, and they had lost that game. But then they host USC last week, defense forces a bunch of turnovers, their running game goes off, and they blow out USC 49-14. And so Notre Dame is, I think, legit. I think they're in the conversation for the college football playoff. And that lone loss to Georgia doesn't look bad at all now because Georgia's a top 2-3 team in the country right now. And the rest of Notre Dame's schedule is pretty difficult. It's pretty tough. They have NC State this week, which is a top 25 team. They have Wake Forest next week, and then they go to Miami. They host Navy, and then they go to Stanford. So Notre Dame, if they're going to get through this stretch, they're going to have earned it because the second half of their schedule here is real tough, but I do think they're for real.
You mentioned Georgia. They're also for real. Are we waiting on them to have that one hiccup that keeps them from taking part in the playoff as a Final Four team, or do you think this is the year they might figure their way in?
Well, I think the SEC East is so down that they may be able to afford it. They have Florida this week in Jacksonville, and Florida can sometimes spring an upset, but I think Georgia wins that game comfortably. Other than that, the rest of their schedule, South Carolina, Auburn, Kentucky, Georgia Tech, no real great teams on there, and they could probably even afford a loss and still win the division. But I think there's a real shot that they end the regular season 12-0, and we end up with two 12-0 teams facing off in the SEC championship game, and possibly where the loser of that game would still make the playoff. I think that's the biggest story in the SEC right now, is if Georgia and Alabama could possibly both get into the playoff.
National college football writer Chris Vanini is with us for The Athletic here on Grant and Danny. Chris, full admission here, I have barely seen TCU. I think I saw two highlights at one point, but here they are right at the top of the rankings making noise. An Iowa State team that I know is frisky. Give me a handicap on that match, 3:30 p.m. ABC/ESPN2 or The Ocho, whatever the heck it's on, but that's a big game.
Yeah, it is a big game, and Iowa State has beaten Oklahoma this year. They've beaten Texas Tech, and they're now in the top 25 in the second year under Coach Matt Campbell. And this will be a pretty big test. Iowa State's defense has been pretty good this year, and TCU puts up a lot of points with their offense. I have TCU winning this game, but in a pretty close one. Iowa State can be a difficult place to play. TCU is probably the Big 12's best hope at the playoff right now because they're probably going to need an undefeated team if the Big 12 is going to get in. And TCU still has to go to Oklahoma as well as playing at Iowa State this week. So TCU still has a bit of a tough road ahead. A pretty good team. Obviously, one at Oklahoma State was a big win, but Iowa State this weekend, 3:30, Eastern time is another huge Big 12 matchup.
How about Miami? The Hurricanes are a top five team in most polls. I watched them barely beat Florida State, then I saw some of them beat Georgia Tech by 1 point. Nothing they've done has been impressive this month. The Cuse game, I'd put in that category as well, even though they beat Clemson. But they're still winning. Is Miami a team that is considered to be a championship contender, or are they, at this point, luckier than they are good?
I think they're a little bit luckier than they are good. I actually think they're a year ahead of schedule. I think next year they're going to be pretty good, but this year they keep pulling some of these wins out in the last minutes this month against Florida State, Georgia Tech, and Syracuse. Like you said, they're a very young team. I think they'll handle North Carolina this weekend to get to 7-0, which would set up a huge home game against Virginia Tech next week, which may have the division on the line. So I think Miami is they're young. They're, like I said, probably a year away, but that's good for Mark Richt, obviously, to be a little bit ahead of schedule.
Hey, Chris, I've been wrong about Penn State. I thought they were frauds. I thought they were going to lose to Iowa when they went on the road there, or at least get a tough game. I guess they played them kind of close. But I look at this Penn State team now after throttling Michigan. How should I feel about it heading into this Ohio State game? I feel like if they win this, then it's their collision course to go play for the national title, or at least be in that Big Four. How do you feel about this game here? It's the headliner, 3:30 on Saturday.
Yeah, this is probably the biggest game in the Big Ten this season. And to come off of that Michigan game, obviously very confident. But going to Ohio State, where Ohio State's coming off a bye, and Urban Meyer off a bye is always really, really good. And Ohio State surely will have revenge on its mind after essentially losing the game last year on a blocked field goal. And I was kind of with you. Last year, I didn't quite think Penn State was totally for real because they kept trailing games at halftime and making late comebacks to win games. But this year, they've outscored teams 90-0 in the first quarter. So they're getting off to the hot starts that they didn't a year ago. And because a bunch of guys came back from last year. They're a year older. Saquon Barkley, maybe Heisman front runner. Trace McSorley, very good quarterback. I actually have Ohio State winning this game. I think the Ohio State defensive front will do enough to kind of manage Barkley and McSorley, and the home field will kind of be enough to get Ohio State over the edge in a close one. But JT Barrett, who has been pretty good this year, will need to complete, I think, some downfield throws, which he has not done well this year, even in this kind of stretch where they've been rolling over some teams since they lost to Oklahoma.
Chris Vanini is the national college football reporter for The Athletic, covers the college game very well. I love the Heisman watch week in and week out. I think this year is going to be anticlimactic. Tell me why I'm wrong. Seems to me like Saquon Barkley is going to run away with this thing as long as Penn State doesn't fall apart.
You know, it's hard. I think there are three guys clearly ahead of everybody else. Barkley, Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield, who is putting up even better numbers than he did last year when he broke the FBS record for passer rating, and Bryce Love, the running back out of Stanford. The problem with Bryce Love is averaging something like 10 yards a carry still, but the problem is nobody really sees him. And last night would have been an opportunity for most college football fans and writers to see him, but he missed the game due to an injury. And I think that really will hurt his Heisman stock. If Penn State goes undefeated through the regular season, wins the Big Ten, assuming Barkley is obviously a big part of that, I think Barkley is in the lead right now, but it's possible they could slip up. I think Love and Mayfield are still right there, and it's going to come down to one of those three guys.
Chris, awesome with us as always, man. Looking forward to talking with you again soon. Enjoy the weekend of games.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
See you, bud.
Outstanding job. The Redskins are going to be winning off the field regardless of what happens against the Cowboys on Sunday.
No matter what.
Because it's homecoming day. All of the older Redskins who haven't played in a long time are coming back to be celebrated at FedEx Field. Get their day in the sun, which is a neat event, but they call it homecoming. So they're winning off the field. How are you winning off the field going into the weekend? We want to know next. 800-636-1067. Dial us up on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.